So after the seven steps, I think Usha called it, we feed each other sweets, and her mum gives me a gift.
A gift? Mm. Oh. Mm, yeah, well, it's all very different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Both ceremonies share some of the same elements, of course.
Yeah, do they?
But there's a lot of protocol involved, too.
How do you mean, protocol?
Well, you know, showing your respect for the elders, that sort of thing. There's a lot to remember.
Oh, I'm sure you'll manage it very well.
Well, thanks, Clary, I hope so.
So sure excited?
Almost as excited as Auntie Satcha. They're all there now at Usha's mum's, sorting out the last-minute details and arranging for the Mindy artist.
The what?
You know, the... she paints the designs on her hands. You know, that's happening on Tuesday. Usha's calling it her henna night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's very funny.
And Amy's going, of course. Luckily, she's managed to get some time owing and swap some shifts, so she'll go straight to Wolverhampton on Tuesday and be here till the weekend.
Lovely.
So, what about Will? How's he doing at this new estate he's working on?
I don't know, Alan. He still ain't wrong.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, look, someone would have contacted if there'd been anything wrong.
I suppose.
Well, it's probably he's just been too busy finding his feet.
That's what I've been trying to tell myself.
You know, there's so much to learn when you start working somewhere new, isn't it? It's a big shoot, you said.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And Eddie says he's just probably too tired at night.
Hiya. Morning, Vicar. Clary?
Hello, Bert.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, I ain't forgotten about them Mars 2s you asked about.
Oh, that smashing tar.
Oh, bring them straight over.
Oh, it's no rush. I ain't doing a Sunday roast today.
Well, everyone's out, are they?
Eddie and Joe just wanted sandwiches. They've got the pole barn to sort out.
Ah, Joe said the turkey poults are coming in this week.
Yeah. And Edward's helping Jazza out for a few hours, selling strawberries on the bypass for Adam Mason.
Oh, I got no one to cook for then.
But it's funny, you know. If I ain't busy, I don't know what to do myself.
You and most women, Clary.
So I'm doing a shift at the Bull. Hey, you could bring the peas there, Bert, if you're calling in for a pint later.
Ah, right you are. Well, now, how's the wedding preparations, Alan?
Oh, well, I was just telling Clary. Everything's more or less sorted.
Has Neil got his best man speech sorted?
I remember when Rosie got married. We had to stop up till cockcrow the night before sewing. She'd lost that much weight, we had to take in her wedding dress by an inch on either side.
Oh.
Is everything all right, Alan?
Yes, fine, I'm sure. More coffee, Clary.
Hi, Brian.
Morning, Tom. Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. Can I have a word?
Sorry.
It's about what we discussed on Friday.
Huh?
Yeah. I've been going over what you said about moving the pigs, and I've had a rethink.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased to hear it.
So if you've got a minute...
Well, I'm afraid I haven't.
Oh.
Jenny and I are taking Rory out for the afternoon.
Well, when you get back then. Only, I'd really like to get all this sorted out as quickly as possible.
Yes, all right. We'll come over later. We should be back by five-ish.
Brilliant. Cheers.
We can discuss your proposals then.
Oh, just the job, Bert. Thanks.
Oh, you've had a good crop. All the peas and beans have done well.
Joe didn't put any peas in this year.
Especially my runners.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in fact, I've got my eye on some potential prize winners.
Oh, for the flowering produce.
Ah, straightish runner beans.
What else are you going in for?
Oh, I put my usual in, onions, marrows.
There's your point. Very good.
Thank you. And I thought I might go in for something a bit bigger this year as well. Something a bit more prestigious, as you might say.
Very ambitious.
Well, you must have something to aim for. Give yourself a bit of a challenge.
Don't know about that. Give me the quiet life any day.
Ah, well, it's different when you're retired and your family's grown up. Look at Phil Archer.
Yeah. I bet he wonders how he ever found time to run a farm.
He's entering his photographs of the stars and planets for the show.
What, for the photos of Village Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't they get disqualified?
Well, that's what Jill said, but he's insisting they're an important part of his village life.
Fair point.
Yeah, and they are above the village.
True. Oh, now then, Bert, what can I swap you for the Mons 2s? I baked jam tarts yesterday.
Ooh, so did my Frida. Oh.
What about a jar of lemon curd?
Ooh, no thanks.
Oh, you don't want veg and flowers?
No, we're all right for both of them.
Oh, okay, so I'm stumped.
Well, never mind. You can swap me somewhere later.
Might forget.
Well, I'll remind you.
No, I don't want it hanging over me. I like to settle me debts, then I knows where I'm up to.
I can't think of anything you've got I need, though, Clary.
No. I know. What about if I write you an IOU? I heard Mrs. Harris did that at Gleveland's.
What, an IOU?
Yeah, for 2 T's. Then you can give it me back when you think of something you want off me.
Ah, good idea.
Yeah, now, hang on a minute. I'll rip the piece off the till roll. IOU, 2 T's.
Oh,
there
champion.
There you go.
Hi, Clary.
Oh, hello, Tom. I'll be with you in a second.
No problem.
Ah, smashing. Could you just sign your name at the bottom?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ah, right, job done. Well, see you later.
Now, what can I get you?
Just half a lager, please.
Not playing today?
No, cricket's low on the agenda at the moment. Too much on.
Oh, your mum said you was busy. What with all your new plans at Bridge Farm?
Yeah.
Giving you all a bit of a headache from what she said. Moving your pigs back home.
Yeah, these things are never simple. Oh, thanks, Clary.
You're welcome.
But I've got an ace up my sleeve. I'm going to talk to Brian about it later this afternoon.
Oh, good.
Then we can all move on.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I know.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Yes, thank you, Bert.
And it's your wedding suit, you say?
Yes.
Oh, dear. What's Usha going to say when you steps out in front of the altar with your trouser legs flapping round your ankles like sails at half-mast?
Yeah, well, I've got to get them sorted well before then. Look, have you come on church business, Bert?
Because I was looking for your missus to be.
Usha's in Wolverhampton at the mum's. Now, if you don't mind...
Because I wanted to do a swap with her. It's some cuttings I'm after off that lovely mountain lilac in her garden.
Yeah, fine, no problem. Now, you go ahead.
Ah, smash it.
I'll see you later.
But what can I swap them with?
Pass.
Trouble is, you won't want veg or flowers, not with you off on your honeymoon on Friday.
No, Bert, can
and,
I just...
And I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I'll give you this IOU Clary give me. You can get something off her when you both get back.
Excellent.
Okay, although my Frida can sew.
Oh?
Ah, but with it being your wedding suit, you'll want a tailor.
Oh, yes, I suppose I do.
You'll want a proper job done.
Still can't believe I was daft enough to leave it till the last minute to pick the suit up.
And you didn't think to try on the trousers?
I didn't have time. I assume they'd be all right, as you do.
Assume makes an ass out of you and me. Yeah,
thanks for that, Bert.
You'll have to take the trousers back to Underwoods.
Yes, first thing in the morning.
You'll be lucky.
What?
It's Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh, Lord.
Even if they're open, I bet the woman who does the alterations won't be working.
Right, Tom. You said you'd given some thought to what we were talking about.
Yes, and I think I may have come up with a solution.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Okay, well... Given the fact that you've invested heavily in this business, and that its success is, to be fair, partly due to your business acumen and, well, your faith in it...
Well, I'd say it was more a confidence in you, Tom.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't have backed just anybody.
No. Well, anyway, you're still really committed to the business.
I am.
So I was thinking, how about you buy me out?
What?
Buy out my share. You can run it as part of the overall home farm operation.
Well, I can't do that, I'm afraid. The running of home farm's been handed to Debbie and Adam. I have my own enterprises.
Well, I know that.
Of which this is one. One that I intend to continue. It's a thriving business.
Ah, but what if I were to offer you a very competitive rate for making the sausages? I could do that for you on contract. Same quality product.
Still have to say no thanks.
So what you're saying is you want things to stay just as they are?
That's about it.
Great.
What you've got to remember, Tom, is I invested in this business for two reasons. Firstly, because I could see the potential for a premium food business.
And look how far we've come.
But more importantly, I saw in you a young entrepreneur with vision and energy. Someone prepared to have a go, to create a business from scratch. And let's face it, your own family weren't prepared to help.
Yes, and I was really grateful, as you know, Brian.
But now, I mean, I must say, your attitude rather disappoints me. I mean, in effect, you want to pull the plug on everything we've worked towards at a time when the business is going well.
I realise that, but things have changed.
Yes, you want to get more involved in the family business. I understand that.
Mum and Dad are hoping to buy out the tenancy. We'd be nuts not to develop things over there, me and Helen.
Absolutely, but there's nothing to stop you running this enterprise as well. I'd have thought you'd be glad of the extra income, quite frankly. I presume Pat and Tony will be taking on a hefty mortgage if they get the freehold.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, young man, you're going to need all the income you can raise for the next few years.
Which is exactly why I need to develop an organic pig enterprise over there.
I'm not sure that's a particularly clever thing to do just at the moment.
How do you mean?
We're all in a strange situation, okay. People are becoming more aware of what goes into their food.
Definitely.
But at the same time, with the credit crunch, they're not always that happy about spending on organic produce, which they're not sure justifies the extra expense.
Well, now, I don't think that's true.
Premium foods are what people are going for more and more these days. They're both better for them and affordable.
Right, so...
So what businessman in his right mind would jeopardise such a golden opportunity?
Well, that's even more reason for you to buy me out.
I've told you, that'll be up to Adam.
It doesn't have to be part of the home farm operation. You could keep it separate if you wanted, like it is now.
Oh, no, look, I have no intention of getting involved in the practical side.
I'm just asking you to look at things from my perspective.
I do, and look, I'm really glad for you that things are progressing at Bridge Farm. I hope you'll do really well.
But you expect me to stay on here, whatever happens at home.
You made a commitment, Tom. That's why I was willing to put up the money.
Okay. What about this? I could raise the pigs at Bridge Farm, since that's where I'll be based, which would make things easier.
It'd have to be organic.
Yes, and obviously it would mean rebranding
them. Tom, I've just outlined why that would be an extremely bad business move, especially at this time. It would push up the price and might well lead to the brand failing.
I wouldn't let that happen. I'd market aggressively.
Come on, Tom, get real. God, times are tough out there. Organic is not the way to go at the moment.
So we stay as we are.
Exactly. With a very profitable business. One I'm sure we can take further.
Really?
So thanks for bringing your ideas to the table, my boy, but I don't think there's any more to be said. Do you?
Oh. Have you finished, Edward?
Yeah, thanks, Mum. That's a great start to a bank holiday.
Well, it ain't often I get the chance to make you a proper breakfast, is it?
Oh, do you want them?
No, I was going to leave them to drain.
So I couldn't Pat give you the day off then?
Oh, no, it weren't that. No, I offered to work so as I could have Friday off.
Friday? Oh, it's Alan's wedding.
That's it. And what are your plans for today?
Oh, I'm going to call in at Bridge Farm first off, then I'm going to surprise Emma. I'll give you a lift if you want.
Oh, tell her, yeah.
I'm going to take George out and she can have a bubble bath or do her nails or whatever it is girls do when they're taking time out.
That's a very nice idea, love. She'll appreciate it. Where are you taking Georgie?
Nowhere. We'll stick around here. The point is to play games with him, not strap him into a car and get stuck in bank holiday traffic.
Right. Well, you could just take him to the swings.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll have a lovely time. And here, you can buy both of you an ice cream when the van comes round.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, go on. Just not too close to dinner time, eh? Oh,
thanks, Mum.
Oh, what was that for?
Nothing.
Go on with you.
So have you still not heard from Will?
No, I have. He rang last night.
How's he doing?
Oh, he seems to be settling in okay. Getting to know the other keepers, you know.
Oh, great. Well, I'll tell Emma. She'll be pleased too.
Yes, she will. Oh, no.
Well, what's up?
Oh, what on earth does Sabrina Thwaite want at this time of the morning?
So what did Helen say?
Oh, she thinks it's a brilliant idea. Any tea left in the pot?
Oh, it'll be stewed. Put the kettle on.
Especially now she's been to see it.
Oh, when was that?
Well, she called into the shop on the off chance on her way into Borchester. Susan let her go up to the flat.
Well, I can't wait to have a look myself.
Yeah, me too. I'd like to give it the once over this morning, before I talk to Mum about it.
No need for that, surely. I mean, Neil's judgment will be sound.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
He'd have noticed straight away if there was damp or if the roof leaks or dodgy floorboards.
Yes, I know. Just want to be certain. There's no point in bothering Mum with the idea of using it as a flat again if it turns out to be too expensive.
No, you're right.
And according to Helen, it'll take a bit of cash to bring the fixtures and fittings into the 21st century.
Oh, I imagine it will. Goodness knows what state the bathroom's in, or the kitchen.
She said she might even be interested in it herself.
Did she?
Uh-huh. Depending on how the renovation turns out.
Well, that's a great idea. And it'll be an asset.
Oh, absolutely.
No, to the village, I mean, as well.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. I'll make time to go this morning, get things moving.
Hello?
It's only me.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Mum's just having a word with Colin.
Yeah, Mike said you'd be dropping round to pick up the spuds and carrots.
Yeah, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Would you like a coffee?
No. Just get the veg loaded and get off. Looking after George for the day.
Well, we'd better not keep you then.
Yeah, cheers.
They're all bagged up, ready.
Oh, great. I'll see you later, Pat.
Bye, Ed. Hello?
Mum, it's me.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
Everything all right?
Not really, no. It's Brian.
I guessed as much.
Yeah, I went to see him yesterday.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me?
Well...
What did he say?
Is Dad around?
At the moment. But he's got some ploughing to do.
Okay, well, I'll see you to the pigs, then maybe we can have a quick chat.
Yeah, all right, love.
Hello, Pat.
All right, bye then.
See you later. Come in, Clary. Oh,
sorry. Am I interrupting?
No, it's fine.
Oh, bad news?
That's how it sounded. Coffee or tea?
Oh, I ought to make a start in the dairy.
Oh, it can wait till we've had a coffee. Kettle's just boiled.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, take your jacket off and sit down.
In that case, I'd love a coffee, please.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, honestly...
What's the matter?
Oh, Sabrina Thwaite, that's what's the matter.
Oh, what's she done?
Oh, she's been on the cadge again. She come round first thing for a cake recipe.
Oh, I wonder why she doesn't just get them off the internet.
I don't know.
Perhaps it's because she knows that you're a great cake baker.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, don't be so modest. She knows she can trust your recipes to turn out well.
The thing is, Pat... I don't like to say no.
No,
but there ain't no reason why I should, of course.
No.
But she seems to be asking half the village.
Yeah, me included.
Really?
Oh, yes. Although I did draw the line at giving her free cream for her Victoria sponge.
Oh, the cheek.
Yeah. It's all for the flower and produce show, isn't it? Everyone gets so competitive.
Well, exactly. I'm asking myself why I'm giving away my best recipes just so she can beat me in the cake section.
Ah, but you have to have the skills too, Clary.
Very true. Oh, well. At least the show's giving Joe plenty to think about. He's spending hours in the garden.
Is he?
Yeah.
There you are.
Have you heard Susan's latest news?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you know Christopher's got his diploma ceremony this week.
Oh, yeah, she told me about that. She's had a big week, hasn't she? With two weddings and a ceremony.
Yeah, but you don't know the half of it now. Ronald, the farrier, he ain't going. And Christopher's invited Alice Aldridge in his place.
Has he now?
Susan is chuffed to bits. And you know what she's like. She's hearing wedding bells. And they ain't Alan and Usha's neither.
Oh, dear.
Everything all right?
Yeah, that's why.
You look a bit tired, Pat.
Oh, well, I'm a bit worried about Tom, that's all. He's just trying to sort out some pig business.
You sure that's all it is?
Oh, yeah, positive. But I might pop out of the dairy later, if that's okay with you. He's coming up to talk about it, and I'd like to know what's happening.
Of course it is, no problem.
Oh, well, never mind about me. How are things with you?
All right. Edward's got George this morning. It breaks my heart that George ain't seen his daddy.
You heard from Will yet?
Yes, last night, thank goodness.
And?
Oh, he's settling in okay, I think. Oh. It's a big shoot and there's a few keepers, so I'm glad about that. He don't have all the responsibility on his shoulders. Well, you know, while he's a bit...
Until he gets back on his feet properly.
Yeah. So there's lots to keep him occupied. And he has asked me to bring George to see him in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I wish it could be sooner, though. I mean, a couple of weeks is a very long time for a little boy like Georgie, isn't it? I really worry he'll forget who William is.
OK, George. Well, these are the goals, yeah? Right. And Eddie comes up the wing and he's struggling to get the ball away from George, the famous striker. Oh, and the crowd go wild. Go on, George, stick it in the back of the net.
I can't get it.
Oh, no, we'll pass it to Tom. Here, Tom. Hey, do you fancy a bit of a kick around with me and George?
Oh, no, thanks, mate.
Oh, go on, just for a few minutes.
Nah, I've got stuff to do here.
You sure?
Yep, another time, eh?
Okay. Well, it's just you and me then, George. Go on, I'll get in goal, see if you can get it past me.
Oh, Tom just rang. He's on his way.
Ah, good.
Help yourself to coffee. I've made a pot.
All right, thanks.
So, how are your Mum and Jack?
Well, Mum's okay. Lillian's taking her out later, once they've dropped Jack off at the daycare centre.
And Jack?
Well, he's having a good day. He was pottering about the garden with a rake. Not sure what to do with it, mind, but he was happy.
What did Peggy say about the flat?
Well, she was very relieved. She said she'd been worrying about the shop for a while. She knew takings were dropping.
There's nothing much gets past your Mum. Mm. Have a biscuit.
Yeah, so. But she obviously couldn't talk to Jack about it.
No.
I said, well, why hadn't she spoken to us? And she said we'd had enough on.
No, she wasn't wrong there.
Anyway, I told her what Neil had said about the flat and Helen's thoughts on it. And I've had a look myself. Mum thought the whole thing was a good idea.
Great.
She said to do whatever's needed, and she and Jack will pay the costs and Neil's charges.
Well, that's wonderful.
So I'm going to ring up and find out if we need planning permission. She was pretty glad to hand it all over to us.
Hi.
Hello, love.
Well?
Give him a chance.
He said no.
No to what?
Buying me out.
God, isn't that just typical of Brian? If he can possibly be
Hang on, Tony. Let's hear the whole story. Start from the beginning, Tom. What did you say?
Right, well, like we said, I asked Brian if he was prepared to buy me out.
Which would make a lot of sense.
I said that if he wants to keep the operation at Home Farm, that seemed like the most sensible next step.
And he refused. So he wants you running the business, but under his terms.
Yep. He said he'd invested too much to let it go.
So he's expecting you to go on running the business over there? Even if we're running an organic enterprise here?
Yeah.
No way. How on earth are you going to start an organic pig enterprise here when you're working over there all the time?
It won't be easy.
No, it'll be impossible. The man's an idiot.
I even offered to make the sausages for him under contract if he bought out my share.
Well, that's a very fair offer, I'd have thought.
I told him there was no risk of any change to the quality of the product.
And he still said no?
I know, I couldn't believe it either. It seemed like the ideal solution to me.
He's being totally unreasonable, as usual.
He doesn't seem to think it'll be a problem splitting my time between here and there.
No, that's not on. If your Mum and I are going to be taking on a mortgage to buy the freehold, I want you and Helen fully committed here.
He knows that, Tony.
Unfortunately, I don't think Uncle Brian's all that bothered.
Yeah, like I said, typical.
Who does he think he is?
I mean, I went over there with what I thought were constructive suggestions, and he just wasn't interested.
No, he's only doing this to be difficult. He's got too much time on his hands now, Adam's running Home Farm. He can't interfere with Adam.
Or Adam stands up to him and won't let him.
So he thinks he can ride roughshod over you instead.
Oh, great, thanks.
It's not you, love, it's him.
He absolutely delights in controlling other people's lives.
Well, whatever. The fact is, unless he buys me out of the business, or we buy him out, there's nothing we can do.
No, I'm not going to lie down and take this treatment. Is he in his office now, do you know?
Oh, Tony, don't go losing your temper with him. It'll get you nowhere.
No, he's not there anyway. He's gone off to sort out some deal in the Ukraine.
Oh, has he?
Returns Thursday, I think.
Right. Well, I'll be on his doorstep the minute he gets back.
Come on, boy. You've got some nice-looking runner beans this year, Joe.
Oh, come on.
Fine crop.
Come on, now, we got work to do.
You, thinking of entering them in the flower and produce show, then?
What I'm entering and what I ain't is none of your business, Bertram.
Just wondering, that's all.
No, it's for me to know and for you to find out.
No harm in asking.
Come on, old lad, hey. Come on, that's it.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, I don't know, Christian, usually one to stay put. Unless it's raining, he don't like the rain in his face. Other than that...
Well, he looks fit and well.
Yeah. All the same, eh?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's lame.
Ah.
All right, boy, we'll get you sorted out.
Oh, bad luck.
Well, you went wrong there. Couldn't have happened at a worse time.
Well, you've got many errands to run this morning.
A few. And a young couple staying at Linda Snell's wanting a pony and trap ride round the sights of Ambridge. Yes, well, excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Well, will you be taking them up to the dig?
Eh? Oh, they finished up there, haven't they?
Well, but you could tell them what they found, though.
Well, that ain't the worst of it. Taking Usha Gupta from Blossom Hill Cottage to Stevens on Friday.
Oh, so you are. Oh, dear. Oh, and talk of the devil, well, so to speak.
Eh?
The vicar, on the motorbike. He's just gone past. He'll be giving communion at the Laurels. Yeah, and then he'll be off to Barchester with his trousers.
Well, I hope he ain't going without.
Oh, the trousers of his wedding suit. He needs them lengthening. He looked like an overgrown schoolboy in them.
Come on, boy, come on. Easy does it. That's it.
Is he all right?
Well, don't seem to be in no swelling or cuts.
No, I can't see anything either.
But he's pointing with his left forehead now.
Ah, that'll be it.
Yeah, he's just lifting it. Ah. You lame, eh? Poor old lad. Let's get your bridle and make sure it's that one, eh?
Ooh, what'll you do now?
That depends on what's causing it. But it don't look good.
Everything all right, Ruth?
Seems to be. What would you say? Not far off, I wouldn't have thought.
Let's have a look.
There's a couple more I think we should get in.
Well, I agree with you about this old girl. She won't be long.
This'll be a third carve. Easy peasy last time.
Well, let's hope it will be this time.
Pat just rang. Not in the greatest of moods. Do you know if they decided what they're doing about the pigs? I didn't like to ask.
No, that's the thing. Tony's champing at the bit to get at Brian, but he's not back from the Ukraine till Thursday, and there's no point in talking to anyone else.
Oh, tough.
Yeah. What are the kids up to?
I've dropped Ben off to play with Rory, and Kathy's taking Josh swimming with Jamie.
All right.
But Pip looks like 1 o'clock half struck, as Mum would say.
Why, it wasn't a late one last night, was it?
No, but she didn't sleep well, she said.
Huh? Any reason?
No. I asked her if she'd had a row with Jonathan or Izzy, but she said not.
She'll get over it. She's got all day to recover.
They didn't have a very good time at the pizza place afterwards, though.
Didn't they?
She said Izzy and Darren hardly spoke to each other, and she and Jonathan had to keep things going.
Young love. Who'd be a teenager again, eh?
I think Pip's glad to be getting back to Young Farmers this week, with Izzy being so moody.
Well, I'm pleased she gets so much out of it.
Pat's going to talk to them about transition towns and villages, apparently.
Oh, that's right up Pip Street, as it were.
Come on, let's get a move on.
All right. Oh, listen, can you do me a favour?
What's that?
Could you print off the posters for the meetings on the AD project?
Yeah, OK.
After I've ploughed Coombell, I want to put them up round the village. Oh, and could you give Annabelle a call?
No problem.
Just to keep her in the loop, you know. Thanks.
See you later.
Right.
My trousers, okay.
What did he say?
What?
Oh, dear.
Your trousers will be fine. Good job you had your leathers on.
Oh, no, not these.
Are you hurt?
Oh, I don't think so. Let me just try and... Ah! God, Benny.
Careful.
You better not try to get out for a minute.
I'm not fine. I just need to check the bike.
That's all right. I'll get it.
Oh, thanks, but...
Better call an ambulance.
Yeah. That might be best.
No, there's no need.
But you might be hurt.
I'm fine. I'm just a bit bruised and battered. Oh. Give me a hand. I think I can stand.
Hey, look, careful. Should you be doing this?
It's okay, mostly. Oh, God.
Good thing you weren't going too fast.
Right, good. Now, if I can just get over to the bike.
Oh, you're not thinking of getting back.
Oh, no, it's just my trousers.
What?
They're the important thing.
No, they're not. You are. David, hadn't you better take Alan to A&E and make sure he's okay? You can use the Land Rover.
My thoughts exactly.
No, I've got an errand to run.
Just to be on the safe side.
There's no need, really. It was my stupid fault. It's a daft place to try and overtake.
Yeah, well, actually,
Don't tell me you didn't get that connection fixed. David!
The indicator might not have been working, Alan. I meant to fix it this morning. It went clean out of my mind. I'm so sorry.
Not to worry, look. I just get over to my bike.
Yeah, all right, but I'm still taking you to the hospital.
Borchester General?
Yes.
Oh, marvellous. That would be great. Thank you.
Good. I'll get the Land Rover.
Oh, dear. Vets don't come cheap.
No. But I'm glad I called him. It was a thorn, probably from where they've trimmed the edges along the Waterley Cross Road.
Ooh, nasty.
Yeah, made an abscess. Any road. Alistair Lloyd cleaned it out and it's draining well.
So will Bart'll be all right for Friday then, John?
I got my fingers crossed, but...
Oh, dear.
And meanwhile, I've got a few people I'll have to let down.
Well, a couple at Ambridge Hall.
That's them, and... I had quite a few errands to run. I'm going to miss out on all sorts of things if I can't do them. Things I could have swapped the errands for.
That's put the muckers on it, innit?
Yeah, which reminds me. Clary wanted to speak to you.
What does she want?
Oh, something about Neville Booth wants to swap some flowers from your front garden.
Oh, I see.
She seemed to think it was all very difficult.
Well, I can understand that.
Well, it didn't sound that complicated to me. Swapping something's easy enough.
Oh, well, you say that, but it wasn't a perfect system.
Eh? What do you mean, Bert? For you swap something for someone else for the same value of teas. Easy.
But what if you ain't got anything to swap, or you don't fancy what the other person's offering? Now, this is what Clary and I discovered, you see.
What?
Well, we thought of a way round it. You could say we've perfected the system.
Oh, would I? And who's that then?
Well, you write an IOU, and they can use it to swap with you later on. In business, it's the simple ideas that makes the difference.
IOUs, eh?
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
So basically, they're just giving him paracetamol for the pain and told him to take it easy. He's just limping a bit, that's all.
David, it could have been so much worse.
Yeah, you don't need to remind me.
I'm not just talking about Alan. Could have been a child on a bike cycling down the lane.
I know.
Honestly.
I meant to get it done. I was going to ask Josh if he wanted to help me, and then it just completely slipped my mind, what with that difficult carving first thing.
Well, make sure you get onto it.
Yeah, don't worry. As soon as I get back, after I drop Alan off.
How long are you going to be? I've got to set off for Wolverhampton in a bit.
Oh?
You haven't forgotten I'm going to Usha's henna night as well.
Oh, no. Well, we shouldn't be too long. We've left the hospital, and we're in Underwoods now.
So you'll be happy then?
Yeah, the precious trousers have made it to their destination.
I really thought he was concussed, you know, when he was going on about them.
Yeah, no.
Don't blame him for being agitated.
Yeah. But listen, whatever you do, Ruth, you must not mention the accident to Usha when you get there. Alan's very concerned.
I'll bet.
He's just pleading at the moment. He's trying to make sure the trousers will be ready for Thursday. Oh, looks like he's done now.
Okay, you better get back home. And tell him to get some rest.
Yeah, will do. See you later.
Bye. Oh, hi, Joe. Good
afternoon.
What brings you up here?
Oh, I just swapped Frieda Fry some of her marmalade for an IOU.
What sort of an IOU?
It was old Bert Fry's idea. I would have swapped the marmalade for a jaunt in the trap, or if his missus wanted some heavy shopping delivering.
Yeah, I'm with you so far.
But Bartleby's gone lame, you see, so I can't do a street swap.
Oh, poor thing.
But I fancied the marmalade, so I give her an IOU for when he's better. Clary missed the civil orange, you see, in the new year, so we ain't got no home made.
Well, I did ask.
And I did the same with young Ailey for a couple of her nappies.
Sorry, Joe?
A baby's disposable nappy makes a good dressing for an abscess on a pony's hoof.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Oh, yeah, if it keeps your eyes and ears open.
Sorry to hear about Bartleby, though. It's not serious, I hope.
Well, I hope he'll be all right for Friday. Just wait and see.
Right.
But whatever you do...
I know. Don't say anything to Usha.
Right. Here we are.
Oh, thanks, David.
Well, don't thank me. It's the very least I could do.
Just hope the alterations won't have let me down.
Oh, I'm sure she won't. Underwoods is, you know, that kind of place, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, are you going to be okay, Alan?
Yeah, of course I am. Yeah.
Can I do anything?
No, honestly, you've done enough.
Well, you could say that.
You know what I mean.
I'll bring your bike over later in the trailer.
Thanks. Right. Look, I'll get in and run a nice hot bath.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Thank goodness Amy went straight to Usha's mum's or she'd be fussing over me.
Yeah. Well, listen, take care and get plenty of rest, yeah? You've had a shock apart from anything else.
Stop worrying. It's just one of those stupid things.
All right, well, I'll get off before Ruth has another reason to give me a rollicking.
Right, well, I'll see you tomorrow in Wolverhampton.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, thanks. I can't wait.
It'll be wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget...
No, tell Ruth not to say anything.
Oh, what have I been going on?
No, don't worry, she won't breathe a word. But it will be a bit of a shock for Usha tomorrow, seeing you limping along.
Yeah, well, I'll explain that to her after the ceremony. No, what I meant was, don't tell her about the trousers.
Oh, Hattie's sat here.
Hello, Usha. Oh, who pleated up this balloon?
I did.
Come here. I might have known, and your mother let you. What was my sister thinking?
She doesn't have your exacting standards, Auntie.
Well, if I can't fuss over you today, then when can I? Hmm? I've waited a long time to fuss over you on your wedding day.
You're a very patient woman.
Ah.
Where am I, Pa?
They're at the door, ready to greet the bridegroom. Oh, don't worry so much. It'll ruin your complexion.
I'm not worrying, just checking. Oh. Alan must be here.
Keep still for a moment.
Sorry.
We don't want to rip the silk.
No.
There. You look beautiful, Usha.
Thank you.
Now, here's the garland for Alan.
Thanks. Could you go and get the flower girls for me and tell me when Alan's ready in the mandap?
Of course. And are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Here comes the groom, Susan.
Oh, Neil, he does look smart, doesn't he? Oh, lovely jacket.
That's what Usha meant by a Jodhpuri suit.
It's fancier than what I'm wearing. Oh, look, Usha's mum's putting that little red mark on his forehead. I thought it was just ladies who wore that.
I think Usha said it's like a blessing and a reminder to be righteous.
Oh, I see. What's he doing with that coconut?
He's got to give it to Usha's mum.
Ah. Imagine if I'd given Olivia a coconut. What would she have said, eh?
I think she'd have crowned you with it. Oh, look, they're all going indoors. I don't want to miss any of it.
Yeah, come on, we better follow them in. David! David, we're going in!
Oh, hang on.
What's up?
Look at Alan. What's the matter with his leg? It looks like he's limping.
Come on inside. It's a long story. I'll tell you later.
Oh, yeah? Hello, Georgie.
We thought we'd surprise you with some lemonade, didn't we, Georgie?
Ed!
Oh, that was nice of you.
George was a good boy. He walked all the way.
Oh, did you, Georgie? Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, that hit the spot.
How's it going?
Well, I've nearly finished.
Did you talk to Jazza about promoting the Bridge Farm veg on the milk van?
Yeah, but he's not keen.
Why?
Well, like he said, how's he going to push it to anyone at 4 o'clock in the morning? Apart from the old shift worker or insomniac.
No one's suggesting that. There must be other opportunities.
Well, of course there are. I'm just asking him to use whatever chance he gets.
Mummy?
Oh, just a minute, Georgie. So what do you fancy for your tea then?
Not fussed.
Well, go on, give us a clue.
Well, I'll tell you what. How do you fancy a picnic tea, eh, George? In the back garden?
Picnic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, if we have it before afternoon milking, he can always have some cereal for supper, can't he? Then we can get a takeaway after he's gone to bed.
Om bhadram karunevih srunuyama deva bhadram pashyema chavizatraha.
May the gods grant that all we hear and see is auspicious. In health and well-being, we glorify you through the Vedas and pray that we may enjoy
beautiful, isn't it?
Life as restored on us.
Yeah.
May illustrious Indra
bless us. Powerful words, aren't they? We don't make it right to give them a name, don't you think so?
Yeah, I certainly do.
They make a wonderful couple.
So, Shiv's giving them some rice, is that right, Ruth?
Yeah, the bride and groom have to throw it into the fire, Usha said.
Oh.
You'd think health and safety would have something to say about that fire, wouldn't you?
Look at Alan.
Ah, I've never seen anybody concentrate so hard.
What happens after this part? Did Usha say?
I think the priest ties the scarves of the bride and groom together and they have to walk around the fire.
Oh. Tied together?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, what's that?
Well, that's what they mean by tying the knot, isn't it?
Oh.
May Lord Mahavishnu watch over each one of your steps and grant that you fulfill every one.
Now the couple take seven steps together.
Step two. I wonder why seven?
Oh, it's probably a lucky number, is it?
I don't know, but Usha said the seven steps represent the journey of life.
Really? Oh, how lovely.
Step five. May your cows and animals grow in strength and numbers. Step six. May the seasons of the year always be favorable. Step
seven. I love to play football.
Sit down, Georgie. There's a good boy and eat your sausage roll.
Can we?
No, Ed's got to get back to work.
Joey's all right. Yeah, of course we can, George. We'll have a quick game in a minute, yeah? Just got to finish our tea first.
So, did you manage to have a word with Mike then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to try phoning the customers, tell people what we're offering.
Oh, best thing, I suppose.
Oh, I had another idea too.
Yeah, go on.
What do you think about an open day at Grange Farm? A bit like Farm Sunday. You know, show people how milking's done, that sort of thing. See if we can build up Mike's sales that way.
Sounds like a great idea.
Hmm. I've got to run it past Oliver, but I'm sure he'll give it the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it in a few weeks after the next lot of TB tests. Because whatever the results, we still got to keep positive and look to the future.
Ed?
Yeah?
Chris is out tonight. He's seeing some of his mates for a drink to celebrate qualifying.
Oh, right.
And Mum and Dad are off straight down to London after the wedding, so do you want to stay over? So, Bruce, what's going on with the digester project?
Oh,
these notices that have gone up about another village meeting, have you changed your minds or changed the plans or what?
Susan, it's not really the sort of thing to talk about at a wedding.
Oh, I just want to know, that's all.
No, it's fine. You took me back a bit. David only put a couple of them up last night.
It's all right, Ruth. We'll come along to the meeting and find out then.
Oh, I think David wants you.
Mm. Oh. Oh, it's Ben.
Oh, it looks like he's come a cropper. He was chasing round with those two little boys.
Yeah, they get overexcited. I'd better go and see.
Uh-huh. Hello there.
Oh, hello, Reverend.
Actually, I'm not a reverend. Just call me Bren.
Is that Hindu for priest?
It's my name.
Oh.
You're friends of Alan's?
Yes. I'm Neil, and this is my wife, Susan.
Susan, how do you do?
Oh, great, thanks, Prem. Neil's going to be best man at the proper wedding.
The other one, in Ambridge.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope it goes as well as this one.
Yes, thanks.
Susan, what a lovely hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, and your jacket's lovely too. Everyone looks like exotic birds or something.
Susan.
Well, I don't know. I don't mean to be rude.
Not at all. It's very kind of you.
It was a lovely ceremony. Very unusual.
Hello, Susan. Neil.
Hello, Satya.
Hello, Prim.
Hello, Satya.
Hi, Satya. Good to see you. You know Neil and Susan, then?
Susan's at the heart of the village where Usha lives.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So she runs the village shop.
I see. Oh, there's Deepak. I just need a word with him. Excuse me. I'll see you later.
Yes, you carry on.
Oh, dear. Didn't know what to say. I've never met a Hindu priest before.
Prim, he's a family friend. It's very special for Usha that he was able to come and take part.
Oh, where's he from then?
Not far away. Actually, he's an accountant from Dublin.
Oh.
How are you anyway, Satya?
On top of the world, I think you might say.
Oh, good, good. Susan?
Oh, yes. Sorry. She looks very beautiful, doesn't she?
She does.
The material in that sari, in that gold embroidery.
And we're off to London afterwards, aren't we, Susan?
Oh, yes.
Oh, are you? For the shopping, or are you visiting friends?
Oh, neither. It's Christopher's diploma ceremony. He qualifies as a farrier at long last.
Ooh. Please, give him my congratulations.
Oh, we will. And Christopher is bringing his new girlfriend along too.
Oh, hardly girlfriend.
It's Alice Aldridge. You must know the Aldridges of Home Farm.
I think
her dad's a millionaire with business interests all over the world.
Eastern Europe.
Well?
Christopher and Alice are just good friends, and that's all.
Here we are. Cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, Usha. Just what the doctor ordered.
Speaking of which...
Ah.
Now, would you mind filling me in on exactly what happened between me leaving to come here on Sunday and you arriving this morning?
Oh, I had a bit of an emergency dash to get a pair of trousers to a seamstress.
Oh, really?
Well, I had an argument with David's tractor. No big deal. I'll be right as rain by Friday.
David, was it? Well, I shall have to have words. Trying to bump off my husband-to-be, indeed. I can't leave you alone for 2 minutes, can I?
No. And I hope you won't ever again.
Oh.
Today's been the most extraordinary experience, Usha. I love you more than ever.
I love you too.
Oh, I just can't wait for Friday.
Are you sure we can leave the car in the hotel car park?
Well, they said so.
Oh, good. Oh, what a day. It was quite something, though, wasn't it, Neil?
A bigger crowd than Felpersham United get.
I felt quite at home, you know.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. They're such a warm, friendly people. Very welcoming. It's surprising when you get chatting how much you have in common.
Oh.
It'd be nice to do something different like that again. You can get a bit inward looking, you know, if you don't get out and mix a bit.
If you say so. Although I hope this lot tomorrow aren't going to look down their noses.
Why should they? Christopher's worked very hard to get where he's got. He deserves a big occasion to finish it off.
Fancy there being a church service, though.
And in the chapel that John Wesley built. Oh, Neil, it'll be fantastic. I can't wait.
Sorry, Joe. Tom's at Home Farm.
Only I wanted a word with him about the open day at Grange Farm.
Oh, right.
I told Edward I'd ask him to bring the burger van. Well, it'd be worth his while. They'll be showing folk the calves and how to milk this bottle also.
Well, you'll have to ask Tom. I've no idea when he's available.
Right, yeah. Drive over there then.
Was there something else?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind some of your carrots for battle.
No chance.
I mean, the ones the supermarket won't have. I could do a swap.
What kind of swap?
Ride in the trap, or I could make a delivery for you.
Only it
won't be for a while yet, until Bart's foot's better, but... But I'll give you an IOU and you can cash it in later.
Morning, Joe.
Oh, morning, Mrs.
Sorry, Joe. I'm not interested.
What's that?
Well, I just wanted a few of your reject carrots for Bartleby.
We can sort out a few carrots, Timmy.
Whatever.
Well, Clary mentioned he'd gone lame. How is he?
Oh, on the mend, but he won't be right for tomorrow.
Oh, dear. So you won't be able to bring Usha to church in the trap?
Well, I don't like to let folks down. Alistair Lloyd had a suggestion, but Clary put the markers on it.
Oh.
And I gave Nigel Partridge a call to see if he'd lend me Cranford Crystal and her car, but they got a wedding on tomorrow, no.
You're stuck then.
I think it's so. I'll ask young Alice Aldridge if she has any contacts in the pony club.
Well, good luck. I'll give the carrots to Clary.
Very much.
Bye, Joe.
You know, why did you do that? You'd be over here on the scrounge every day.
Oh, don't be such a misery.
You don't think Nigel seriously considered loaning his shy horse to Joe Grundy, do
you? No, I'm sure he was just being tactful.
Yeah.
Just had Pip on the phone.
Huh?
Yeah, saying how much he'd enjoyed my speech to the young farmers.
Oh, good.
Getting greener by the day, that one. How was Peggy?
Yeah, a bit upset, actually.
Well, what's happened?
Well, she tried to explain to Jack about renovating the flat over the shop, but he couldn't take it in.
Oh, dear.
But she was pleased that we'd taken responsibility. When I told her there'd be no need for planning permission, she said Neil can just get on with it.
Oh, good. Well, so how's it going in here?
Oh, I'll finish the ploughing in Big Lays once I've done these lettuces.
Right, well, I'll take them into the shop with the yoghurts and ice cream.
And by then, Brian should be home.
Just don't lose your temper.
Oh, don't you worry. I know exactly what I'm going to say.
I could get used to this.
Oh, could you?
Nice convertible, posh babe to drive me, and a great day to look forward to. Oh, yes.
Just watch the babe, or you might find yourself sharpening your right thumb.
She'd never dump me at the roadside.
No?
And miss out on my jokes and witty banter.
Ah, not to mention your music library.
In fact, I've got a couple of great weeks to look forward to talking about music.
Yeah? What are you up to?
Just got some holiday time, G. Culminating in a few days at Bestival, you know, on the island.
Yeah, I know where it is. I'm going too.
You're joking?
No, seriously. I got the offer of a last-minute ticket. I'm going with a couple of friends. Somebody dropped out?
Oh, cool. Maybe we'll bump into one another.
Maybe.
What do you fancy doing after the ceremony this afternoon? Be nice to stay in London for a bit.
We'd go for a meal somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm afraid Alice left for London earlier. She's going to Christopher Carter's presentation.
What about your missus, sir?
Yeah, she's out too, in a farmer's market with Adam.
Oh, well. I might have to accept Alistair Lloyd's offer after all. Nobody notices.
What's that?
Nothing. You can do me a favour, though, Brian Aldridge.
And what might that be?
I need the loan of a fancy vase. I can pay.
Pay? You?
Well, I can swap it with an IOU. Only it's for the flower and produce show. See, I decided to go in for the master gardener's category and I need an interesting vase.
I'll just stop you there. Again, that's not my department, I'm afraid. Ours is, fancy or otherwise, Jenny's department.
Oh, it's going to be one of them days.
Sorry, Joe.
Right, well, I best get down the field and wait for the turkey poults.
Bye, Joe.
And a word of warning about the flower and produce. Linda Snell's decided she's Lord Snowdon, and she's sticking her camera up everybody's nose.
Well, I never expected it to be like that.
No, me.
Did you leave?
No, it was very fancy.
I said it was a proper service with him.
I know, but all that ceremony. I mean, the procession at the beginning with the master and the beadle with his mace and the flag. It's like one of them big state occasions.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I think you're right, Susan. It was a big deal. Very special.
Thank you, Alice. And rightly so. You've worked very hard for this diploma, Christopher.
Well...
No, you have. It should all be a big deal.
If you say so.
Good job you made it in time, that's all I can say.
You weren't that late.
Hardly had time to say two words to you before it started. Did you have a good drive down?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Oh, good.
You both look very smart.
Thanks.
That's a gorgeous frock, Alice. Looks designer.
Well, yes, though not one of the top ones, obviously.
Did you get it for the wedding tomorrow?
Oh, no, no, no. I'd already got that outfit.
Oh?
Yes, so when Chris invited me here, Mum and I went shopping for this.
Oh. Oh, well, it's lovely.
Thank you.
Hadn't we better get ourselves to the hall for the presentation?
The Prince Consort Room, that's what it's called.
Yeah, OK, Mum. Well?
Oh, yeah, come on then. Let's get a good seat.
I don't want to sit right at the front.
Oh, Neil, I want a good view.
I'll see you later then, Alice. I've got to sit with the other new farriers.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, just a minute, Christopher.
What?
Look at you and strain your tongue.
Susan, don't fuss.
It's okay, Dad, chill out.
Honestly, you'll be spitting on a handkerchief and wiping his face next.
Oh, don't be silly. Want him to look his best? There. Now, come on before the front seats are all taken.
Look, I don't want to seem rude, but I'm not quite sure what it's got to do with you.
He happens to be my son.
Maybe. But the fact is, he and I have a contract. He has obligations and responsibilities.
And he has offered to let you buy him out of that contract.
And I told him I wasn't interested.
No, no. What you are interested in is shackling him to a business agreement that's no longer in his best interest.
I'm not shackling him at all, Tony. If anything, it's in Tom's best interest to stay with this business, especially in the current climate.
No, it's in his best interest to commit himself fully to his family's farm.
I have taken his business and made it fly, Tony.
Well, you've not done it on your own, Brian. Tom's worked damn hard.
My point exactly. And yet you're advising him to turn his back on a successful enterprise and give up a valuable source of independent income.
Look, Brian, Tom needs to cut down on his outside commitments to concentrate on Bridge Farm. Surely you can understand what Pat and I are trying to do?
Of course. But that's not what this is about, is it?
I don't know what you mean.
Why not be honest? There's an element of sour grapes in all this, isn't there?
You what?
You refused to loan Tom the money when he almost went bankrupt. Then when I invested in his business because I could see something in your son that you clearly couldn't, you hoped he'd fail.
How dare you?
I've not only invested in your son's failing business, I invested in him.
Oh, don't come that one. You saw an opportunity to exploit him and you leapt at
it. I've invested in Tom's drive, his ambition, his vision. Qualities you neither shared nor admired nor encouraged in.
I was teaching him a hard business lesson.
And I'm doing the same now. He has to learn that he can't just walk away from a business arrangement whenever it suits.
I don't understand you, Brian. You were keen enough for Debbie and Adam to take over the business here. You can't be surprised that I want the same for my son.
Believe me, I'm not.
So why not let him out of this contract so Pat and I can do exactly the same for our children?
It's not that simple.
It's precisely that simple.
Just keep your voice down. Rory's playing just along the hall.
Oh, is he? Oh, well, speaking of Rory, you took your family to the brink of destruction to make sure your son had a share in this farm.
Don't you dare bring Rory into this.
Oh, yeah, the truth hurts, doesn't it? You almost destroyed my sister's life, and yet you're putting up every obstacle you can to prevent me from making a future for my son on my farm. You're despicable.
I think we've said enough, Tony, and I've made my position absolutely clear.
Oh, yes. Christopher said they come from all over the world to train in England.
Do they?
Do you know, Alice, you can walk out of here into a job anywhere.
Really?
It's the best training in the world.
Well, that might not be strictly true, Susan.
Oh, there's Australians and Canadians and all sorts.
Is Chris having his photo taken?
Oh, yes. I'm going to have it framed with his diploma for over the mantelpiece in his sitting room.
You never said
it. Oh, hang on. It's Christopher's turn next.
Oh, is it?
Oh, he should have sat at the end. Then he wouldn't have had so many people to squash past. Oh, he looks so handsome.
Do you need a tissue, Susan?
Oh, thanks. Oh, just think, Neil. The first Carter ever to have letters after his name. What a thrill.
Why do we expect time and time again that Brian Aldridge will behave even half decently?
Yeah, I know.
We're suckers for punishment.
So, can we seriously consider buying Tom out?
I don't see how.
No, I agree. I thought about it all the way home, but I can't see how we can afford it.
We're going to be far too heavily committed if we get the chance for the freehold.
Yeah, and knowing Brian, he'd set some ridiculously high price on Tom's share just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
And I'm not going to give him the satisfaction.
No.
Oh, Pat. It's like Mike Crawford all over again.
Except this time it's worse. He's family, for goodness sake. At least with Matt it was just a straight business deal.
Yeah, well, I suppose we should have known. It's not the first time Brian's pulled the strings and made someone jump.
Have you done the group photo, Christopher?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's a pity you can't get everyone to sign it.
We are. We're going to organise a bit of a reunion in a few weeks, just for the lads from our college.
Oh, good plan.
You sure you don't want a drink, Mum?
Oh, no. I want to memorise every minute. You could get me another cup of tea, though, if you like.
Okay. Those little canapes don't fill much more than the corner, do they?
We'll set back off in a few minutes. What are you two doing?
Well, Chris and I thought we'd go somewhere for something to eat.
Yeah, Covent Garden, maybe.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. You two go and enjoy yourselves.
And don't worry, Susan, it won't be a late one.
Oh, there's no hurry.
I don't want to turn up at the wedding of the year looking like a zombie.
What she really means is she's driving, so she wants to make it back to the ball for last orders.
And I want to get you back in good order, too. Thank you very much. An usher with a hangover at the vicar's wedding is not a good look.
Well, have a lovely evening anyway.
And we should set off soonish.
Oh, Neil.
Well, I wouldn't mind a bit of a practice of my best man speech after supper. It's another big day for us all again tomorrow.
Oh, what a week.
There's no sign of Usha yet, Ruth.
I'm so glad it's keeping fine for her.
Yeah.
How'd you get on yesterday, Chris?
Oh, we had a great time, thanks.
Good.
Me and Alice went out for a meal in Covent Garden after. Oh, here she comes.
Oh, wow, she looks fab.
That's my beautiful daughter you're talking about, I take it?
Hi, Deepak.
Is that her brother with her?
It is, and a very handsome pair they look, if I say so myself.
You're entitled to.
Her mother will be very proud.
I'm sure you all are.
Indeed.
She'll be in any moment, Dr. Gupta. Would you like to take your seat?
Yes, of course. Ruth?
I'm just going to give Amy a hand, help Nusha out of the trap.
Ah, thank you. Very well. I'll go and join my wife.
That's not Bartleby.
What?
Look at the pony.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the blaze down his face. Bartleby's is much more of a stripe. That's Dixie.
Dixie?
From the stables. You know, one of the riding school ponies.
Oh, really?
Shula must have lent him to Joe for today.
Do you think so?
Looks like it to me.
Because, well, Chris, please don't say anything to anyone. You haven't noticed, okay?
Oh, right. Sure. Whatever.
What a kind gesture.
I don't think she'll have done a runner, Alan.
Eh?
That's the third time you've checked your watch in the last minute.
Is it? See.
Everything okay?
Yeah, between you and me, Rachel, I think our vicar's a bit nervous.
But it doesn't come near it.
Who shall be here any minute?
Yes, there's Chris now.
Good luck, Alan.
Cheers. Oh. Oh, she looks so beautiful.
The vows you are about to take are to be made in the presence of God, who is judge of all and knows all the secrets of our hearts. Therefore, if either of you knows a reason why you may not lawfully marry, you must declare it now. Alan, will you take Usha to be your wife? Will you love her, comfort her, honour and protect her? And forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live.
I will.
Usha, will you take Alan to be your husband? Will you love him, comfort him, honour and protect him, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
Alan and Usha, I now invite you to join hands and make your vows in the presence of God and his people. Alan,
I, Alan, take you, Usha, to be my wife. To have and to hold from this day forward. For better, for worse. For richer, for poorer. In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish. Till death us do part. According to God's holy law. In the presence of God I make this vow.
And Usha.
I, Usha, take you, Alan, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death us do part, according to God's holy law. In the presence of God, I make this vow.
In the presence of God and before this congregation, Alan and Usha have given their consent and made their marriage vows to each other. They have declared their marriage by the joining of hands and by the giving and receiving of rings. I therefore proclaim that they are husband and wife. Those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. You may kiss the bride.
Congratulations, Alan.
Oh, thanks, Neil.
How's it feel, then?
Well, I don't think it'll sink in properly till we get to Italy, to be honest.
It's been a fantastic few days.
Oh, yeah, just amazing. And how are things with you? I haven't had a chance to ask you.
Oh, fine, thanks, fine. The ceremony went off really well yesterday. Susan was in her element.
Oh, brilliant.
Hey, have you seen Linda creeping around with her camera?
No.
Well, Lord knows what she's up to.
Well, taking some nice photos, I hope.
She's behaving like a paparazzi. Hiding behind things and sneaking shots while people aren't looking. Most peculiar.
Alan!
Oh, heck, looks like trouble.
What's up?
Well, I'll leave you to it and go and wrench Susan away from the Aldridges.
See you later, Neil.
Oh, I've just been talking to Shiv and he said... Usha, is everything okay?
No, everything is not okay. He said Pa's going to make the speech.
So what's the problem?
Well, Shiv was going to do it. It was all planned.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but it should be the father of the bride. Well, that's good.
Oh, let's see if you still think it's good. Once he's launched in, you don't know my Pa. He's very...
outspoken.
To put it mildly.
No, it'll be fine, love. Just relax. We'll take it with a pinch of salt, whatever he says.
Well, just remember, I did warn you. And whatever he does say, please, please, don't take it personally.
So I don't think her teachers in Hounslow knew what had hit them. And that same little girl who stood up for her friend against the bullies who stole his bus fare continued where she'd left off once she qualified. Well, I've always known she'd make a success of her life, and there are people here today who have benefited from her strength and her intelligence, not to mention her idealism. And her sheer pig-headedness.
Yeah.
Now, just as I've always known that it would take a man of great merit, equal strength of character, and solid, shared principles to match up to her and make her happy, in some an exceptional man. And I believe the man my daughter's married this week is that exceptional man. So, ladies and gentlemen, would you please raise your glasses? Join me in toasting the bride and groom.
The bride and groom.
Hey, come on, Mrs. Franks. We don't want to cut it too fine for that train.
Nearly ready. I was just looking for the box. My locket came in, but I've left it at Blossom Hill Cottage.
Do you need it, love?
No, it's okay. I'm leaving the locket on anyway.
I was really chuffed you wore it today.
Oh, it's very special to me.
And you're very special to me.
Amy's been so lovely through both the ceremonies.
Well, she loves you, darling.
And now I'm her stepmom. Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, me too. And what about your pa?
He took me by surprise.
Oh, it was a great speech. I said you had nothing to fear, didn't I?
Yes. Alan?
Hmm?
People can come round to new ways of thinking.
Yeah, some people.
Oh, sweetheart.
I know. You mean Mabel? Mm. Yeah, I'd love to think she might change her mind, but somehow I don't think she will. I was going to have to resign myself to it.
Well, she does like me, and I can be happy with that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, get a wriggle on. Look at the time.
Chris, where on earth did you get those from?
There's a great big box of them in the flat above the shop. You need a hand, son. Can you tie some on the other side?
Does John know you're tying ridiculous balloons to his lovely trap?
He'll be fine about it. The pony won't be able to see it.
Right.
Where is he anyway?
Joe, polishing off some wedding cake in the marquee.
And luckily, no one seems to have spotted the pony isn't Bart.
It was a clever choice. Dixie looks like Bartleby.
Yeah.
But you get to know all the horses you shoe really well. It's like you and your cows, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where are they off then?
Usha and Alan, Italy.
They're staying over in London, then the Eurostar to Paris and on to Rome.
Finish him with a relaxing time in the Italian lakes.
Ah, right. Rome would be cool.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Lovely service, Rachel.
Great best man speech, too. The image of Alan giving a lift to Usha as an outsized chicken on his bike will live with me for a long time.
I'm sorry about that.
What's the latest on the post office, Neil? I meant to ask Susan.
Oh, that's safe.
That's brilliant news.
Yeah. That was the first thing she did when we got back from London. Looked it up on the website.
Must have been a real worry for you both.
Yeah, I mean, she had had word, but it was a relief all round, I tell you, to see it in black and white.
It's a shame about Penny Hassett, though.
Susan will get a lot of their business, won't she?
Yes, hopefully. I mean, you don't like to profit from somebody else's misfortune, but...
That's life, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah. Hello there. Ruth?
Oh, Deepak. Is there a problem?
Ruth, I have to ask you, who is that lady?
Which one?
Across there. On the green.
Good grief. That's Linda.
What's she doing there? I imagine she's trying to take a creative photograph, some sort of long shot.
She'll ruin her wedding clothes kneeling down like that.
What does she look like?
She's been doing it all afternoon.
Really?
Well, I found it very disconcerting to be chatting to someone and then to turn round and... find a camera quite so close.
Oh, I know what that's about. It'll be for the Village Flower and Produce Show.
Will it?
Mm.
Of course, there's a category for photographs documenting village life. My father-in-law's entering it.
And what has village life to do with her snapping me in close-up? Helping myself to another portion of pudding?
She got you, did she?
Well, I thought it wouldn't do any harm, and today's a special occasion, so...
Well, at least it was a nice pudding.
Mm. Very nice indeed.
Could have been one of Sabrina Thwaite's cakes.
Ooh, no, that would have been a disaster on the catering front.
Terry swapped one for some lemon curd, apparently.
Oh, dear.
It was like a brick, Eddie said.
Oh, dear.
Right, we're off. It's taking forever to say goodbye to everyone.
You have the most wonderful time. And look after my daughter, Alan.
Yeah, don't worry, I will.
Oh, have you said bye to your mother?
She's over there by the trap with Amy.
Go on, then. It's time you two weren't here.
Off you go. Go on. Oh. The cases are all secure in the trap.
Oh, thanks, Neil. Thanks for all your support today. You've been absolutely golden. Usha?
Okay. Italy, here we come. Yeah. Have a fantastic time, both.
Oh, thanks. I'm sure we will. Hey, Amy. Amy, darling, we're up.
Oh, don't they look happy?
Yes, they do. And they deserve to.
Oh, there goes the bouquet.
Who caught it? Could you see?
Not sure.
Oh, bye.
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 The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and Rosemary Watts. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.